Certainly, if you come from England, ladies and gentlemen, you would know all about the co-ops. And I guess if you've been living in New Zealand for quite a long time, you would be familiar with the co-op. Now, I don't think we see many co-ops around this country anymore. Arthur Bartlett, though, tells me that he is the general manager of one, so there is definitely one in Palmerston North.
Yes, we've been there for 50 years. Started very small beginnings in 1935, and it's built up over that period. And we've got another one, a smaller one in Hawke's Bay. They are the only two that I know of that have survived the co-op movement.
But the co-op movement as such goes back way beyond those 50 years, doesn't it?
Yes, most historians go to 1844, where it was set up in Rochdale, which is a small town just out of Manchester, by seven or eight men who saw something they could do for the poor people. There may have been some elements of cooperativeness before that, but certainly most of the cooperative movement looks at 1844.
So it was something really then, was it, that grew out of hard times?
Yes, there was an enormous drift into the cities from in the Industrial Revolution, and it didn't produce the pot of gold that they sought, of course, and conditions, living conditions, became so harsh that people were starving. And so they found some of these men in the weaving trade got together to improve shopping conditions and perhaps provide food at a more competitive price for those people.
Yes. I can remember my mother being a member of the cooperative society, the co-op, in Northampton in England, and the tuppences in divvies, as she used to call it, were really quite valuable in those days.
Oh, indeed. They used to be able to buy something for tuppence.
But let's bring the co-ops to New Zealand. They came here 50 years ago, you reckon?
Yes. In Palmerston North, a group of people who were familiar with the cooperative movement in England decided that in the midst of the Depression, the conditions weren't entirely dissimilar. And they felt that by cooperating with one another and doing their own labour, they could set up a shop and perhaps provide day-to-day requirements more cheaply.
So were there many co-ops around New Zealand?
Yes, it sparked off a rash of cooperative in various parts of New Zealand. At one stage there was over 100, and they formed a federation, and they were really going to march through the country and take over. But they didn't survive for the reasons of a lack of capital, intense pressure from people who didn't want to recognise the movement, and maybe a lack of skill and management.
But now there are only two left. Because they started out of poor times, does it mean that they have disappeared because of the better times we've had?
I think it's fair to say that that has been a cause. The people haven't got the same philosophical strength for, and the needy conditions that would have helped them to bond to the co-op in the old days.
So how has your business changed then in the last couple of decades, and how will it change between now and the turn of the century?
Well, for our society, the major change we've had to face up to is to go out of the food industry. Being only Palmerston North based, we were not able to compete with the major national companies who have the national buying power. And so whilst we started off in food, we are now in other kinds of retailing. I still see us as a retailer, but we will have to look for other directions to represent our shareholders' interests.
Last time I was through Palmerston North, which isn't very long ago, there was a lot of building development going on around the square, and that, I guess, is all part of your complex, is it?
At the moment, yes. The co-op bought the PDC department store in 1956, and that was one of the most significant milestones in its history, because we have progressively over that time developed the PDC, and we like to think it's one of the major department stores of the country. And and since then we've continued to add pieces of land behind it, so that we own about 8 acres in the centre of the city. on which we are developing 680 car parks and a 40-shop shopping plaza. Mm.
This is a far cry from 1935-36, isn't it?
Yes, it is a major change of approach, but one we think that is up with the times.
Mm. I'd just like to talk to Maureen Patchett here, because as we've heard, the business of going to the co-op, we were talking about my old mum and saving her tuppences, you know, that the women's angle is terribly important when it comes to shopping. And I wonder whether women are ever consulted about building new shopping complexes and so on.
Yes, as a woman member of the board, of course, I have played a part in the plans that are about to come to fruition. So yes, definitely, we feel very strongly that women have a part to play in that.
Mm.
And the co-op, in that way, I see, has been quite progressive in that in its 50 years, it's always had a woman member of the board.
Yes. So times have definitely changed, as we've just been hearing, over 50 years. Have they changed for the better, as far as the woman shopper is concerned?
I have mixed feelings about that, I guess, because it was a very difficult decision for us to make in terms of closing down our suburban stores, which had become very much a focus point of all the suburbs in Palmerston North and the outlying areas of the Manawatu. I think they were a very important social meeting place for women. But we had to move with the times, and I'm very clear that we have done that. I see new shopping development, the PDC department store and the plaza combined, as being an extension of the suburban idea of meeting in the co-op shop. That will be the focus point for shopping in Palmerston North, I'm quite sure about that. So it will still serve that need for women.
Yes. We were talking just now about the tuppences saved by people in the past and so on. They would be people who would be shareholders, presumably.
That's right.
Do they still get their tuppences?
Yes, they get more than tuppence.
Of course.
Yes, I think the rebate system in the co-op has been a very strong attraction for women. And in fact, I think if a number of women were asked, they would say that that's the reason they joined the co-op, because of the rebate system.
Yeah.
But as the shopper, they became the shareholder, and therefore they had the benefits of that. Mm.
So has there been a woman director on this particular co-op for a long time?
There has been a woman director for the 50 years of the co-op.
Mm.
Yes, so in that way, we can be seen as being quite progressive. But in 50 years, we've only managed now to get to two women members of the board.
What do you think, then, that you and any other women who are on the board now and in the future can add to a company? And is it something that one would recommend to any company?
Yes, I think it's very important to have the woman's point of view. Because we do look at things differently from men, and in the co-op particularly, and I guess this was probably the thing that made me decide to stand originally, and that is that 70% of the shareholders are women. So for them in the past to have had just one woman member of an 8-member board did not really seem to be an appropriate number. So I've looked forward to increasing that, and I guess maybe we'll have really made progress when we get 3, 4, maybe 5 women members on board.
Congratulations then to you in Palmerston North on your 50th anniversary in the co-op.